أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أهل الكتاب قد جاءكم رسولنا يبين لكم على فترة من الرسل أن تقولوا ما جاءنا من بشير ولا نذير فقد جاءكم بشير ونذير والله على كل شيء قدير. صدق الله العظيم. Today we discuss ayah number 19 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed both the Yahud and the Nasara because of the saying, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاءُ, that we are the sons, the children, and the beloved of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala made it clear that then the azab of Allah ta'ala had come already in this world, and the azab of Allah ta'ala is to continue. No father punishes his son in that way, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negated any kind of relationship, biological relationship or blood relationship with anyone else. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses both the Yahud and the Nasara, and Allah says, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, O people of the book, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولُنَا, certainly our Rasul had come to you. That Rasul, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yubayyinu lakum, and this Rasul that had come, he had made clear for you all those aspects that Allah ta'ala had clarified in the kitabs before. In the Torah, in the Injil, in the Zabur, in all the other scriptures, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had clarified the issue of Iman, the issue of Tawheed, the issue of Nubuwat, the issue of obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, all of that was clarified. But this Nabi had come, ala fatratim mina rusul, on the fatrat of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, in other words, on a pause of the succession of the nubuwat of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu explains this in a very simple way. That when we looked at the time between Sayyidina Musa and Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, then we found that there was a period of about 1700 years that had passed between the two. In that period of time, the close succession of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam did not cease. It continued. About 1000 Nabis were sent by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala just to the Bani Israel in that period of time. In other words, there was a continuous flow of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Continually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down Anbiya for the guidance of mankind, for the hidayat of mankind. But then when we look at our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had come ala fatratim min ar-rusul. He had come on a fatrat. He had come on this pausation of the succession. There was a pause. Understand it, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam was the last Nabi of the Bani Israel. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam was the last Nabi to come before our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then in the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that then the distance, the time span between Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in the approximation of 600 years. And that is, we've learnt it in Islamic history also. In between, there was no Nabi that had come between Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam and our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also delivers to us a very important message about this fatrat. What had happened in the very time of the Nabi of Allah ta'ala, whether it was Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, whether it was Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, the kitab of Allah ta'ala was unadulterated. It was pure, exactly how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent it. But then it began to change as time had passed on. Now if we can understand, a period of 6 centuries passed between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the previous Nabi Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. So obviously, as far as the Yahud and the Nasara were concerned, their kitabs continuously changed. It was adulterated. There was no purity in it.
They changed the rules, they changed the laws, they did everything. On the other side, we find in Makkah Mukarramah, the situation of the Arabs of Makkah Mukarramah was another situation that people didn't even want to rule upon them. Neither did the Byzantines, the Romans, or for that matter the Iranians want to rule over them, and no one even fought them from an external war. Yes, they fought amongst themselves, but no one from outside, because people felt that they were uncontrollable. Then came our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yubayyinu lakum, and then he began to clarify the issues of iman, the issues of tawheed, the issues of ibadat, the issues of akhlaq. And in this way, in a short period of 23 years, our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the tarbiyah and the reformation of the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could very, very safely say thereafter that every one of his students, every one of his sahaba, sahabi or sahabiya, became a guiding star. Each one of them were given the certification of leadership insofar as deen was concerned, insofar as the kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was concerned. That is the qualification of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's methodology, and that was the clarification of the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum grasping from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah ta'ala further says, antaqulu ma ja'ana min bashirin wala nadir, that you may say that no bashir, no glad tider, bringer of glad tider, no nadir, no warner had come to us. That tomorrow you cannot make the claim on the day of qiyamah that the kitab was adulterated, there was things that were mixed in the kitab, and now you didn't know right from wrong. We brought Sayyiduna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam onto this earth, and you were those people that had known the qualities of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you'll never have this claim against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of qiyamah. Faqad ja'akum bashirun wa nadir, certainly the bashir, the bringer of glad tidings for those who had brought iman, practice righteously, he gave them basharat, he gave them the glad tidings. Wa nadir, and at the same time for those who desisted, did not bring iman, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned them about the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in qadir, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has absolute power over all things. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's power was of such a nature that a community that was ungovernable, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made them governors. Allah ta'ala made them leaders. That community whom people did not want to even attack because they felt that they were worse than animals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them out far and wide in this world, and then they upheld the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and they spread this deen of Islam through the corners of the world, and today we see the fruits of it throughout the entire world. And hence, such was the methodology, such was the barakah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.